there's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour, my voice and my name belong to the ages. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, whose birthday is today. Happy birthday to Ken.
Hey.
Happy birthday. Kenny, have you followed the story from Tucson? I want to see if anybody listening to us in Tucson knows what happened to that pair of kangaroos that escaped from... Some guy had a pair of kangaroos... A week or so ago, they escaped. Whatever happened to them? Anybody know?
I think they caught them.
They caught them? Did they?
I think so, but it did disappear from the news.
All right, so for those of you who are in Tucson and are hot to trot, get the pun, hot to trot kangaroos.
Yes, ooh, I see what clever. You did.
Okay, so what's going on in Tucson with these kangaroos? Please let's have a live eyewitness, ear witness report, 888-302-3684. I want to know what happened to the kangaroos who escaped. I don't know what. Why does this guy have kangaroos? Did you ever figure that out, Kenny? Why is it? Because
I think he's just good. Like kangaroos.
I like them too, but I don't have them in my backyard.
Yeah, it's
kangaroos.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can look down their pouch. So what's going on with these?
Can't look down their pouch.
Kangaroo.
They'll box you, don't they?
Pouch? Yeah, I think I've heard that. 888-302-3684. Okay. Here's a troubling development that really has this puts me off my pace.
Can I not be Googling boxing kangaroos? I'm going to have to get serious.
Right. Well, I'm into something that's going on in New Hampshire. But before we get there, let's find out from Al what the story is with these kangaroos. Al's in Tucson. Al, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Doing fine. I miss you and Mary together years ago.
Oh, my heavens. That's right. Mary Beal and I were on together, and we used to come and visit Tucson because she lived in Tucson.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm glad you followed us all that time, Al. Thank you.
Doug, one of them was recovered. One of them is still missing in action.
Really? How old are these kangaroos? Do you know?
No idea. They're wallaroos.
Wallaroo. Huh. What's the difference between a kangaroo and a wallaroo?
Well, obviously a wallaby and a kangaroo.
Oh. I didn't think about it that way. So these were crossbreeds.
Yeah, and they were pets, and they got loose somehow, and somebody got some video, which is what we saw virally, of them running down the road.
Yeah.
But one of them, I think, is still on the loose. Hopefully the coyotes didn't get him.
Yeah. How large are these wallaroos?
Well, I think they're smaller than a kangaroo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
I know Tucson is quite a ways from Phoenix, but the last time I was in Phoenix, there were just wild boar everywhere.
Well, they don't call it wild boar. It's not even a member of the pig family. It's a peccary.
Oh.
But it's called a javelina.
Really? Okay, a javelina.
They look like pigs, and they're all over the place. We have them here. I just pulled up, and I saw a couple of them run across the road.
Oh, that's funny.
At my work.
You taught us something today.
What do you do for work?
You need to come visit, Jennifer. You're only a plane trip away.
I know. I'm close by.
I work at the station that you're on, Doug.
Oh,
I listen to you every morning.
Heaven's sakes. Good for you. Thank you.
Thank goodness, because if you worked at the station and didn't listen to us, that would be really sad.
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Mr. Justice for us.
All right, I'm going to come see you guys in the javelina. I love it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. All right.
So all right, the history of the boxing kangaroo originates with the animal's defensive behavior. It's like the mascot of Australia, and it's because kangaroos use their arms to hold an attacker in place while they use their claws on their hind legs to try to kick, slash, or disembowel them. So cute.
Very nice.
So it looks like they're toxic when they're in attack.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Love a good disembowelment.
Meanwhile, in another area of the world, Concord, New Hampshire, a courtroom today where they're having the prep school rape trial of a 19-year-old St. Paul School graduate. Owen LaBrie is his name. Closing arguments today. The information that surrounds this is moderately unique to this particular event. However, because I take almost every opportunity I can to discuss this in disgust, because there is so much of it, it is the kind of thing people say in this circumstance, well, this is a child of privilege, and he can get away with it, or thought he could get away with it, because of his standing in the community. And I've heard this many, many times. I remember hearing it when I was a student in college. I remember hearing about it when I first started doing radio, and it happened to somebody that worked at the radio station where I was. And yet we have not made a focus on this or attention to this a priority in our country. And I believe that this is one of the most important social issues, I guess is probably the best word here, of our time, because there is so much of it. And one would hope that his or her wife or daughter or sister never has to go through that. I will tell you that I've had that experience in my family, and it is not something that you take lightly. And so as a result of that, whenever these things come to trial, you wonder, okay, how is this person going to play? It's like a bad television show. You know what I mean? These portrayals of what goes on, and there's way too much of it. I think Law & Order, I've stopped watching Law & Order SVU because I think that it trivializes, although supposedly it is aimed at helping or underscoring what goes on. But the stories are pretty similar. And, yeah, maybe get to the bottom of one. But how about we get to the bottom of the whole thing?
Right.
And understanding that men who take advantage of women in this way. Now, you can say, well, women do it to men. Well, 1 out of 100 cases of rape involves a woman manipulating a man.
Well, and men don't always feel comfortable coming forward, too, when something...
No, well, women don't either.
That's true.
Women don't.
That is true.
Not at all. So, I hope this kid gets the book thrown at him. They play with these, especially, again, people of privilege. They play with their ability to manipulate things because they can hire a good lawyer. And oftentimes, again, the girl, the victim is just slighted and cast off.
And oftentimes, yeah, just pushed through the mud.
She was asking for it. You know, you hear that kind of stupid stuff. And so it goes on. And it ought not to, in my estimation. We need to be socially conscious, a much more socially conscious lot than we have been on this. 14 past the hour on Good Day. If you're one of the millions and millions and millions of American men and women who have lost their hair or who are in the process of losing their hair, perhaps you might listen carefully to the next 60 seconds or so of information about a product called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia is a natural treatment that focuses on your hair and its loss. So what happens here? This is a product that has been developed naturally cleansing the pores in your scalp. Treating the reason you have less hair is because the hair can't grow back through the pores on your scalp because they're all plugged up. So you want to unplug them and say goodbye to the embarrassment of you're losing your hair. Provia is safe, safe, safe. It's natural, natural, natural. It's the right move for you. So call 800-525-8319 and order Provia today. When you mention Doug Steffen, you'll get two Provias for the price of one. You get the regular and you get the super concentrate, and it won't cost you more than if you ordered one or the other. 800-525-8319. Get noticeable results. Get your hair back or get your money back. 800-525-8319. Provia. And you get priority shipping for free as part of this package as well. So let's get going. Let's hustle it up. Let's get your hair back. Let's have you look the best you possibly can look. Always be your best and look your best. Provia, 800-525-8319.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished cut stock over only 99 cents. With a dollar off Bellawood with 20% off Dream Home Laminates, plus gray floors, woodlight tile, vinyl, and more. With 24 months special financing, the fall flooring kickoff sale is going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
It's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Save big throughout the store. For the boys, their favorite tees, only $7.99. And colorful juniors camis, just $4.99. Find the lowest prices of the season on Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, $5.99 each. And on the Big One bath towel, just $2.99. Plus, graphic tees for him, $7.99. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. Don't miss Kohl's lowest prices of the season. It only happens twice a year, this Wednesday through Sunday. Find your yes. Kohl's. Flex styles, see store at Kohl's.com for details.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Everybody saying happy birthday to Ken Kessler today.
Happy birthday, Ken Kessler, today.
As he should.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good economic news continues, even though it's erratic. Second quarter growth. A lot of the numbers will come out today. There are some good things. For example, well, I don't know if this is about the economy as much as it is good for the people that work for the Gap. The Gap stores, Banana Republic stores, Old Navy stores, all belong to the same company. Mm-hmm. They say they will stop requiring employees to work shifts determined in the 24-hour period before they go to work. A lot of people have that circumstance, and some companies...
They were
told the day before, your hours tomorrow will be.
Oh, that's kind of a bummer.
It is. So now they're going to give their workers 10 days notice as to their schedule.
Wow, that's extreme. What about just a week?
Yeah, how about a few days? It's hard in circumstances. We were talking about this yesterday, how important it would be for the world, the United States, if we could start by shifting people's hours around so there wasn't so much traffic and so much waste of fuel. You know, all these people who keep clamoring for an end to global warming and fossil fuels, you realize how easy it would be to eliminate about half of the idling in cars. Yesterday we found out Washington was the worst city to travel in the country, and L.A. is bad, New York is bad, and Seattle's bad, San Francisco's bad, Boston's bad, yeah. Okay, but if we encourage, if these blowhards in the government, instead of just yakking about things that are supposedly their pet peeves or projects, if you actually did something, and how easy would it be to give tax credits to companies who have a staggered work schedule for their employees? Pretty good idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
We We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
To start something new and exciting today, Jennifer.
Hi there, yeah.
On the
Hooray.
Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, the My Three Songs contest.
And you know, we're it's the first day that we're doing this, yeah. So here's the tip. We'll probably blow it, so call in because yeah. It's going to be easy to win.
Yeah.
Okay, faith. Back to you in the studio.
There's faith for you. 888-302-3684. We're going to play three songs by different artists that have one particular thing in common. There's something about these three songs that connects them or ties them together. Use your imagination. Be creative. Your answer is better than ours. You'll still win a sample pack of Cedarside Original 100% Organic Bug Spray. So this is the first song of three. Let's play a snippet from the next song, Kara, please.
Stop with day, she's there, I say, be shed my umbrella.
So you already get, if you're listening carefully, you get the thread from the first song to the second. You got it? Okay.
The third one's going to be my favorite.
Here's the third one. All right. Is this a duh? This is what we're going to do every day from now on at this time. The three songs contest. My three songs. First one is Purple Rain by Prince. Second one is Bus Stop by the Hollies. Third one is Umbrella by Rihanna. And I think Jay-Z is in that as well. 888-302-3684. What do these songs have in common? And under the circumstances, for me, I like the first song, the best, the second one, second best, this one, but I bet you're the other way around, Jen, you like this one best, right?
This is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And then Prince, and then the other one.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Kenny, did you put this together? Who put this together?
Yeah, this is all my fault.
Your fault. Yep. Well, you did a nice job doing this.
I wanted to make it easy the first time.
Right. We'll fix you all tomorrow.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Stand by for a really tough one tomorrow if you think this one is easy. I'm going to fake out Kara. I'm going to go to the bottom and start with somebody that she doesn't talk to.
You get her, Doug.
Hi, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Paul.
Paul, where are you calling from?
from Maryland.
Maryland, okay.
Did you say happy birthday to our friend Kenny here?
Happy birthday, Kenny.
Yay!
All right, thanks. So you have in mind that you'd like to win this contest, right?
Of course.
Yeah, all right. And you listened to the three songs. Did you like any one of them more than any of the others that were there, or did you think they were all okay?
Probably the first one, because that's what I grew up with.
Really? Okay, so that would be you're in your, what, early 40s?
Mid-40s.
Mid-40s. All right, so what is the thread that connects these three songs?
Raining.
Raining. All right, let's find out if John agrees. John's in Titusville, Florida. Hi, John. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, thank you. How about you?
I'm very well also. I'm going to guess rain also.
Rain. The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain. No rain here. It's not raining in Titusville down on the Cape, is it?
No, but every day we've been getting several inches, so this afternoon it will be.
This is the time of year in Florida, especially from mid to south Florida, that the humidity gets there. I mean, it happens all year long, but it's really heavy this time of year down there. You just feel the air is just so heavy. So it's good. All right, John, you're going to win a Cedarside sample pack of organic bug sprays.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome. Carrie, you didn't put the name above person on line 12. And that's Paul. That's right, too. Paul, you still there?
I'm here.
All right. Did we do a convincing job on the first day of the contest?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
All right. Can't ask for more than that.
There's affirmation for you.
Come on. It's our first day. Can we get two prizes?
So he gets a sample pack, Kara, too, of 100% organic bug spray from Cedarside. Thank you both very much. Good deal. The thread was rain. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Realistically, of all the questions I get asked about cats, litter box lapses are probably the most important. The most important thing you can do right off the bat is select the right type of litter for your cat, and don't keep changing. Once you find the one they like, keep using it. Make sure you keep that litter box clean, and if you have a cat that's been using the litter box for years, and then all of a sudden he misses the litter box, don't get angry at him. It might be something physical. It could be something that he's constipated and he was not in that, feeling too good when he used the litter box. Check with your veterinarian again to make sure there's no blockages or other problems. And if your cat does have an accident outside the litter box, I recommend cleaning up with a good odor neutralizer. It can make all the difference in the world. And if you're bringing a stray cat in, sometimes they won't go to litter right away. Take that litter box, fill it with some dirt and sand from outside. It can make all the difference in teaching that outdoor cat that a litter box is okay with no litter, with dirt and grass from outside. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices. Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Right now, Staples 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $5.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/29/15.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER. October 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Stephen, good day program. You notice how I sometimes slur my words because I want to eliminate. I get paid by the word, and I want to eliminate.
Then you have a really heavy drinking problem.
After the hour. Okay. After. I'm doing my New England deal. And schmat, I live in New England, and I do things after the fact.
You park your car.
Yeah, I do. Jennifer Horn is here. McFadden's around somewhere. And birthday boy Ken Kessler is here.
Yay.
Treating us to what's going on with him. So yesterday, the country is talking about these two, I don't know if you call them journalists. They were reporters, people who worked for a television station. They were on the air live doing a broadcast on the station in Roanoke, Virginia. And so those of you who are taken back, wait a minute. This is not a television show. They were, both of these folks were in their mid-20s, middle of an interview yesterday when a gunman shot and killed both of them. The gunman was a former employee of the station where they worked. He was fired. The viewers at home watching this thing happen live. The gunman filmed the shooting, posted it to social media, and then he killed himself. Shortly after the shooting, the gunman faxed a 23-page suicide note to the offices of the television station. In it, he said he bought a gun in reaction to the church shooting in Charleston. So think about the ramifications of this in any number of ways. We have one story after another after another. It's like these guys were trying to break the Guinness World Book of Records for violence. It's so common, but I don't know that it's... I've been told that it has happened before on television. I know it's happened on the radio, but I don't know. Kenny, was there any specific reference to television?
Not that I know of. I know it's happened in radio before. I don't think this has happened on TV before.
And the reason that we know and are familiar or close to the story about what happened, because this was the fellow that I'm thinking about was a television and radio personality in Denver. His name was Alan Berg. He was killed while leaving the station. I'm not going to tell you the story. The man who hired him and for whom he worked is going to tell us the story. It happens that Bob Kay is also somebody who's hired me, and I hired him. I hired you once, or maybe twice. You hired me, what, 4 or 5 times, in fact.
Not to split hairs.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Boy, do you regret it now.
No, I'm happy that you and I are as close friends. Bob and I have been friends since we first worked together at WBZ in Boston in 1968. What does that tell you?
So let's just recap. Let's recap the story of what happened yesterday. So these two, before Bob jumps in with his story, because I think it's important if you missed it. So these two reporters are out doing a live shot with talking to, one's a cameraman, one is a reporter. The reporter is talking with someone, I believe, from the Chamber of Commerce, someone involved with the business community, and a man who was disgruntled. There are a lot of reasons why this guy had stuff going through his head. He sent over a huge manifesto
None
via
of them
fax.
Good. The reasons none of them were any good, but
none of them any good. But people say he was disgruntled. He was mad that this woman took his job. There was some talk of a romantic relationship. He was upset about the Charleston, South Carolina shootings. I mean, there are a lot of reasons why this guy tried to justify that this was the right path for him. He walks up with the GoPro camera, raises his gun, and shoots at these three people. He kills two of them, the cameraman and the reporter, and takes off. While he's on the road, he has this fax sent over. He sends the manifesto. He, on social media, posts the video of him actually shooting these people. So not only do people get to watch this on live TV, but then this guy's releasing the video on social media. Twitter eventually took it down. But really weird elements to the story. You've got the social media element, the disgruntled worker. There's some racial stuff going on here. So a lot to sort through in the next couple of days.
All right. So now the program director of KOA at the time was Bob Kay, who is now my general manager and has been associated with things that I've done. He never asked me to go to work at KOA, great radio station. You hired Alan Berg in what year and what happened? And tell us, for those who don't know, a lot of people may not know who Alan Berg was and what his style was and why you hired him.
Well, Alan Berg was a controversial talk show host who knew how to entertain his listeners. He was like another fellow that you, Doug, and I are very familiar with, Jerry Williams in Boston.
Yeah.
And Alan knew how to push people's buttons. He could say things that really angered people, especially people in the white supremacist groups. When he was working at another station in town, when I hired him, and I heard him, and I thought he was a great, talented guy, but quite controversial, because he would, from time to time, I remember a member, the local Grand Dragon from the KKK, somehow broke into his studio at the former station and actually got into the studio and put a gun to him while he was doing his show live on the radio. And, of course, this caused a stir throughout the broadcast industry. I mean, radio stations started tightening up on their security a little bit. But, you know, this happened. And, you know, in reality, Alan Berg would say these things, you know, like some talk show hosts are known for telling people to go gargle with razor blades. There was another guy in Los Angeles, Joe Pine, who was known for that same kind of thing. And he was actually off air a real sweetheart. He looked like a Muppet character. Didn't have a mean bone in his body, but he was able to rile up people. He was able to entertain. And unfortunately, one night he was on his way home from the radio station, and he had a car, one of these Gullwing cars, not a DeLorean, but another Gullwing car, and he always had his faithful dog, Fred the Airedale, with him, who looked like a Muppet. They were quite a pair. I mean, they looked like they were twins. And he got out of his car to go into his house, and a member from one of these white supremacist groups shot him down with an automatic weapon. And it was, I was not working there at the time. I'd already moved on to Philadelphia. But it happened in the middle of the night, and I always had my radio on right next to my bed. And, I was in a dead sleep. And all of a sudden,
I sat up in bed, and I thought I heard the news reporter say on the network news that talk show host Alan Berg had been assassinated in Denver. And it's like, am I dreaming? Could this be real? And I went down and called the radio station. I said, is that what I really heard? I mean, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, Philadelphia time, maybe even later. And it just shocked me that someone could have that much hatred that, you know, that they would...
It's a radio show, for God's sakes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's entertainment. I mean, give me an example of some of the kooky stuff this guy would do. He loved women. And I admired him because he always felt women have been taken advantage of since the beginning of time. And he would do this thing called tone astrology, which was a thing where women would call in and they would tell him the color of shoes they were wearing and the shoe size, and he would give them an astrological forecast based on the shoe size and the color of their shoes.
Jennifer's got size 10, by the way.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Talk about an entertaining guy. And, you know, he was, you know, what could I say? I mean, I had great hopes for him. He was close to getting a job in Baltimore when this whole situation happened. I had talked to him a couple of weeks before, and you know, like this situation yesterday really hit me hard. In fact, I even posted something on my Facebook page about it, you know, saying, you know, what a terrible thing. And then my heart goes out to these friends and families of these people. But you know,
and you know what people don't understand, and you guys, I think maybe this is something interesting, is when you watch the video, and I did not, I chose not to watch the video that the gunman took, because I just feel like that's what they want us to do. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to darken my soul with that. But from all accounts, these people didn't realize that this guy was coming up on him, and he was there for quite a while before he actually pulled the trigger. And what I think people don't understand in media is how focused you get when you do this. I mean, no, we're not on TV every day. We're on the radio, but people can be standing in front of you, and when you have this microphone in your face, you're just so focused in on what people are saying or, you know, who you're talking to, that anybody around you, you're not really seeing. And it's funny how media people get into this zone, and I've heard a lot of criticism be thrown out. Why didn't they run? Why didn't they see him? Why didn't they do something? Well, you get into this mode where everything else sort of disappears. You have to be that way so that you sound like you're involved and with your guest or whoever you're speaking to.
Hi, Bob.
Well, this guy was at point blank range, and it just you know, it happens so quickly. I mean, in a heartbeat, these two people were gone.
Yep.
I mean, it's just terrible.
Hi, Bob Kay, giving us the story of Alan Berg, the gunned down talk host in Denver, whom he had hired to work at KOA. Another example of the kind of mindless craziness that comes from people who are mindless and crazy. It's 17 before the hour, 43 after. Jennifer updates us on the latest television news next here on Good Day.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
It's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Save big throughout the store. For the boys, their favorite tees, only $7.99. And colorful juniors camis, just $4.99. Find the lowest prices of the season on Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, $5.99 each. And on the Big One bath towel, just $2.99. Plus, graphic tees for him, $7.99. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. Don't miss Kohl's lowest prices of the season. It only happens twice a year, this Wednesday through Sunday. Find your yes. Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with TV host and travel expert Ted Allen. If you're hesitant to go on your dream vacation, you're not alone. In fact, according to a recent Bank of America survey, 72% of Americans aren't taking their dream vacations because they think they're too expensive. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
When it comes to budgeting for any vacation, make sure to plan and research your trip beforehand. Many hotels and resorts offer amazing deals on excursions, especially during the off-season. You can also use a travel rewards card year-round and save up points to offset costs on your next vacation. vacation. My favorite is the card I carry myself, the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Credit Card. I earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar I spend on all purchases. I also love having the flexibility to use my points on more than just flights, like a trip to the Louvre in Paris. Now that's a vacation worth dreaming about.
For information on how to win a dream vacation, visit travelandleisure.com/dreamvacation.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gun stucco for only 99 cents. With a dollar off fellow with 20% off Dream Home laminates. Plus great floors, woodlight tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right. Time now for an overview of what's going on in the world of television. 47 past the hour. I see, Jen Jen, that Netflix is focusing more on the teenage audience. They've added TV series, movie titles, like Bad Night, a movie starring Gene McAllister and Lauren Lutherhausen, who are YouTube personalities.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Way to get viewers, because they are the new personalities for young people. The people that are making names for themselves on YouTube, that's how young people watch TV now. Mm-hmm. So smart move by Netflix to recruit that talent. In traditional TV, and I know you're not a big fan of The View, but we got to talk about this one. Joy Behar has announced that she's returning to The View next season. Maybe this will bring some ratings back with her, because they have been in the tank. Yeah.
Good move.
So you've got Candace Cameron Bure and Paula Faris, along with Whoopi Goldberg and Raven Simone, and then Joy Behar will be there. Plus, they're going to have like an alternating seat, which would include stylist Stacey London, maybe Molly Sims, the supermodel, Padma Lakshmi, Sherry Shepherd. They'll all be in this rotating chair. So adding some new voices to the table and some old favorites as well. Dancing with the Stars has begun to announce their cast, and so far, so good. Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys will be dancing this season, along with American Pharoah's jockey Victor Espinosa. Bindi Irwin already made the announcement that she would be joining the cast. And it looks like Chaka Khan could be there as well, along with TV chef and butter enthusiast Paula Deen. She'll be there. Paula Deen.
Yeah.
The full cast will be revealed on Good Morning America next Tuesday, September 2nd, and Dancing with the Stars premieres on September 14th. It's already the fall TV season. Can you believe it? Mr. Robot is a hit for USA Network. They postponed last night's scheduled season finale. It's about hackers. It's a drama series. They postponed it for a week because the episode included a scene with similarities to the real-life murders that occurred on live TV in Virginia yesterday. So life imitating art, or art imitating life. Forbes magazine has a list of the top-paid actors on TV, and this list is absolutely crazy. Actresses are not included. This is all the men. But topping the list are the entire cast of The Big Bang Theory. Jim Parsons making $29 million a year. Johnny Galecki making $27 million. Mark Harmon there on the list at number 3 making $20 million. Simon Helberg and Kunal Nayar, both from The Big Bang Theory, making $20 million. Ashton Kutcher making $20 million. John Cryer at 15, Ray Romano on the list, Patrick Dempsey. And then what I thought was kind of interesting, at number 9, and this is the list of Forbes top paid actors, Sisters, Simon Baker making $12 million, and then the entire cast of Modern Family, Ty Burrell, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Ed O'Neill, and Eric Stone Street. Ty Burrell making the most because of his deal with Verizon.
Simon Baker was the mentalist.
That's right.
And Mark Harmon didn't belong in the list with the other men because he's doing NCIS. But all making pretty good dough. 51 after the hour. Good day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Most of you know that I'm big into motivation. The video of the day today at DougStephan.com comes from originally BBC, actually, the Planet Earth series. And someone set the video to the music of Brian Dorkson's Creation Calls. This is something you could think about, worship to, if you will. I don't think you have to be religious at all to appreciate the spectacular images that you will see in today's video of the day.
I have seen your tears fall when I watch the rain.
Tom Kreidler is off today. That's why we're spending our time focused on this. As close to a representation of how I believe that I have seen, frankly, in a long time. It's just spectacular imagery. Fitchie was telling me Scott Kelly, who's up in the International Space Station, posts on Instagram every day a picture like this. The video holds one's attention, but I think it's just important for us to know the perspective. Remember the first time you saw a picture of the Earth that was taken on the moon, when those guys went to the moon? Remember looking at that and thinking, that's us?
You know what you would hate about this video?
What's that?
I don't know that you realize it yet.
I don't hate anything.
You seriously dislike?
Yeah.
Half of these shots are taken with a drone.
Well, yeah.
Made possible.
By using a drone.
Drone technology.
Right. I would cast that aside because the imagery is so much more important than it's worried about that.
I appreciate the fact that we are able to now get some of these pictures and imagery because of the technology.
It would be very hard to get it in the conventional way, some of the imagery that's there. But if you don't believe in a force that's greater than us, an infinite intelligence, whatever it is, this will take you back. You'll be thinking about what it is that's in our environment. Maybe you'll be a little more mindful of what's in your environment. You are a product of this environment. So how do you take these beautiful images and develop something that is really good? If you have not analyzed your life in terms of your environment lately, maybe this will give you that opportunity to do just that.
Oh, there's a little baby.
Yeah. Think about your success. What's holding you back? Are you full of fear about things that you can't control? Look at this, and your mind will go way away from wherever it is. You can't help but be influenced by this, I don't think. Kenny, when you saw it the first time, what did you think?
I thought that it was spectacular.
Yeah.
It's breathtaking.
Yeah, it is. That's the part of...
You can't turn it off.
No. Uh-uh.
Once you start watching it, you have to watch it to completion.
And Meredith is the one who found it. Meredith is the lady in my life. She sent it to me. It was yesterday, the day before. And she's now gone to... She posted it to me, but she also posted it to Kenny, because she knows that this sort of thing is what separates us often from some of the other radio programs. Because I am important, and you're important. We're all important. Think about yourself that way. Do you think of yourself as being important? If you don't, you ought to. Even though we're all small. The other side of it is when I say, oh, look at today, and we just thought it was yesterday, and Richie says, oh, the time's growing so quickly. Yeah, but take the time that you have to enjoy the beauty that is there instead of always thinking, oh, my God, my life is a mess. It's terrible. It's awful. Yeah, we all have stuff that we'd rather not have in our lives, some more than others, some less than others. But if you can't impress on your mind the beauty that is all around you, take a look at this video. It will make you think more about what you can do with your life. I think, anyway. Become part of, go along.
Instead of taking like events yesterday to consume you.
Yeah, right.
Use
exactly.
that to
yeah.
help you appreciate this.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Because this is nothing but life and appreciation of life.
Oh,
video of the day.
Cubs.
At the, yeah, it is.
Cute.
Yep, very cute. Video of the day at DougSteffen.com. 59 past the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.